Hi, Abraham. In September, I joined a fly fishing club, and I took up fly fishing, specifically fly casting, and it's given me so much joy, incredible amount of joy, but what it's also done is churned up so much emotional pain in me, and a lot of it has to do with, like, everything about it kind of mimics, like, me being a little girl. Like, if I don't do well in a tournament, I feel like I'm a little girl and I'm ashamed, and I want to, like, clutch my coach's leg so he'll protect me, and then, like, he's like my dad. And then there's a guy who's a, like, the number one national fly caster, and he's like my crush, like my high school crush. And it's like my whole kind of childhood is playing out in these months, and I don't want to stop doing it because I love it. It just makes my eyes spin with, like, joy. But I'm also spending, like, 8 hours a day there, Saturday and Sunday, and I'm a single mom with two kids, and I'm not taking care of my life. Like, I'm not going food shopping. I'm not cleaning the house. The kids are home alone. They're 12 and 15. And I just want to know what's going on here. I don't want to stop.
Sounds like you've run away and joined the circus.
I know, I never want to go home. I love my kids, but on Sunday I'm like, oh, I don't want to go home.
Well, here, we have some questions for you in order to help you sort this out. This is the most important question, and it will be easy for you to answer. So don't feel any trepidation as we pose these questions to you, because the answers that you give are going to help all of this clear up for you. So what do you think is the aspect of this fishing or casting that in the moment of it gives you the most feeling of exhilaration? The aspect. Is it being outside? Is it being near water? Is it being in nature? Is it setting aside everything that feels important that you've been dragging around and just being at one?
It's all of that. And it's also that I'm learning something.
All right, now this is what we wanted to get at. We teach people meditation, frankly, because it's easier to teach you to have no thought than to have pure positive thought. You found a way nearly to have pure positive thought. In
right.
other words, and all of the components are there. In other words, you're outside where the air is fresh. You are with other people that are enthusiastic about what they're doing. It is a sport that requires focus and attention, and in the focusing of that, you cannot have other things activated that are uncomfortable, like a house that needs to be cleaned, or teenagers that need to be tended to, or chores that you don't want to do. In other words, it's a positive point of focus. So for the most part, we can feel that vibration within you. Now, when you started describing these other aspects, like the crush or the wanting to do well, we want to talk about that just a little, because we would like you to continue your fly fishing and work on sifting through the day-to-day experience of that and realize that what you really want is to come into alignment with who you are. But I want to chew on this, because this is so important. It is in every subject that we've talked about here today. And the question is, when you are focusing and getting all full of you, and your source energy is joining you in the absence of your trauma and trouble, and you are performing well, remarkably well, for someone who is so new at this, and someone is appreciating how well you're doing, isn't that appreciation something that you could receive in total joy?
Yes.
Is it logical that you would then translate the other end of that appreciation? In other words, are they really showing any dismay when you don't do well in a tournament?
Nobody is. I am the only one that's...
So what's happened is somehow you are replacing your own guidance of closing your gap with their impression of how you're doing, and you're superimposing people. In other words, you're digging up your mother. You're digging up people from your past and laying their personalities over these personalities when there's nothing of that nature that's happening right here and now anyway.
Totally.
So now let's recap everything. So you've found something that is life-giving in nature, and it's so uncommon for you to be so selfish that you just please yourself, that you're messing it up with guilt about what you should be doing, and you're superimposing impressions over the people that are there actually watching you that aren't even present. Isn't that interesting?
Exactly. And it's exactly my mother's voice going, "You're no good. Who do you think you are? You can't do this. You're crazy. You're a fake. Well, these people are going to find out about you."
Well, when that happens, just say right out loud, "Mother, I didn't bring you with me for a reason. I came out here to this clear space where I can interact purely with me." And in time, that voice will stop. In other words, once you acknowledge that it's all you're doing, in other words, you took yourself fishing and you brought your mother's voice with you, and you brought your guilt with you, and each time you go, bring a little less of that along with you. You see, the biggest thing that we want you to focus on and pat yourself on the back about is that you discovered this sport out of your sincere desire to find something that would cause you to connect completely, and you did. And the crush you have is not on some person who's doing well, approval of you, although that always feels good. Compliments always feel good. But what that crush really is the elation that you feel when you do something that causes an unabashed connection with who you are. And in very frank terms, your source energy adores fly fishing with you.
Words, I can feel that.
That's really what's happening. And so when you find yourself then feeling guilty about it, have a conversation with this source that's having so much fun within you and say things like, "Should I go home?" And that voice would say, "In time, but not right now." And then you should say, "Well, should I feel guilty about being here?" And that voice would say, "Well, if you stay here forever, maybe, but not right now." And if you say, "But aren't my children suffering because I'm apart from them?" And that voice would say, "No, they're happy you're gone." And if you say, "And isn't there something more important that I should be doing right now, like cleaning my house or going to the grocery store?" That voice would say, "There's nothing more important for you to be doing right now than connecting with the fullness of who you are. Because when you get out and refresh like that, you have so much more the rest of the week to give to anyone else with whom you're interacting."
Yes.
Thank you.